All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so Vanessa, you're looking for a gentleman by the name of Chad.
So we met.
Mm-hmm.
We hit it off. He said he would love to walk my dog. I thought he was so kind. You know, he would come back. I would get him dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just out the blue, he just stopped coming around. And I remember a couple of times where I had bought the food home and it was cold. So I was like, maybe he thought that was, you know, not, you know, kind or something.
Okay, so just because you brought the food home cold, you think that's it?
I'm not sure. I know that's maybe a weird way to think, but I don't know.
So he just like one day just literally just stopped coming around and stopped calling you and stuff?
Stop calling, stop communicating. He ain't trying to see my dog no more. I mean, at least I thought him and the dog had a good relationship.
Maybe that's what it is.
I mean,
maybe
my
the dog
over here having a little post-traumatic, you know, syndrome and shit.
Maybe the dog,
wow.
Maybe he saw something, I don't know, maybe the dog told him something. Some people are like that, they're like, yo, the dog.
My dog is loyal to me.
Actually, I did just see a survey that says that people tell their deepest, darkest secrets to their pets.
Oh my God.
So maybe something happened.
Your dog ratted you out.
My dog, I guess, me and her gonna have to have a few words.
Yeah, she was like, look under the bed. All right, well, listen, hang on the phone, Vanessa. We'll give Chad a call for you next, okay?
Hello?
Hello? Is this Chad?
Yeah. Who is this?
Chad, I'm sorry for calling you so early. So my name is Romero, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain why we're calling you?
Yeah.
So we got your phone number from a girl that wanted us to call you because she likes you. It's a girl you know, and she wanted us to call you to ask you on a date. And the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes to the date, we'll let you pick whatever you want, the day, the time, the place, all that stuff, and we'll set it up and reserve it so you can eat for free, drink for free, and see if you and this girl hit it off.
Oh, for real? You're gonna pay for everything?
We'll pay for everything.
Oh, I'm up now.
You're up now?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to know who the girl is?
Yeah. So, I think I know who the girl is. Her name is Natalie, right?
Did you say Natalie?
Yeah.
No. That's incorrect. Her name is actually Vanessa.
Oh, man. Not her.
You don't sound as enthused for Vanessa as you did for Natalie.
I mean, Vanessa's cool, but me and her was just hitting it off because I was walking her dog. Like, it wasn't nothing serious. And
wait, you were walking her dog for what?
So the girl around the corner, Natalie,
yeah,
thought that Vanessa's dog was cute when I was walking it. So I kept showing up the same time every day. She would feed it treats and pet it and stuff like that. Yo, she's bad.
So
oh no!
Gosh.
Are you serious?
Oh God!
Wow.
Do it. All right, hold on. Chad, Vanessa is on the phone right now, and she heard what you said.
You use my dog?
It ain't nothing personal.
Jeez, he's not even trying to back pedal either.
Wait, so you were using Vanessa's dog to impress another girl?
Well, I wasn't using the dog at first. It was just
you
like
were
I was
using my dog.
No, I wasn't using the dog at first. I was just walking the dog, and then I met Natalie, and then so I just kept walking the dog, and I didn't think it was no situation. We ain't never had sex.
But then when you met her, you kept on coming back to take my dog.
I mean, your dog needed work,
to
right?
Just be her.
wait, what?
And you wasn't paying for none of the food.
But Miss, I'm a paid wag
walker. Miss,
oh my!
Where did I go from? How are you aging me? What is a mess?
Damn.
I was just being respectful.
Respectful? I'm not your mother.
So, I have a question.
Yeah.
Chad, this is for Chad. Yeah. Like, you know, you said in the beginning you weren't using her dog, but then you met this girl, Natalie. Then did it hit the point where you wanted to get the dog so you can try and get with Natalie more than get with Vanessa?
I mean, to be honest?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, so yeah. That's kind of a piece of move.
It wasn't supposed to be a piece of move. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't understand what's going on. We were just friends. We was cool. I seen the situation for what it was, and, you know, like, she was bringing me food. I was walking the dog. I felt like it was an even exchange. Like,
so it was a business transaction for you.
I mean, that's how I saw it.
Vanessa saw it a little bit different. She saw it a little more like a relationship.
Where the business transaction at? Don't be using them smart words like, you know, talking about when you finish college.
You feed me food and I scoop the poop.
Whatever.
What did you say? Scoop the poop.
So are you currently seeing this girl, Natalie, Chad?
Yeah, it was going really good, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going good. Okay. And now does she think it's weird that you don't have Maisie anymore?
Well, no, I actually told her I was up front and I told her that Maisie wasn't my dog and she was cool with it.
So whose dog did you say it was?
I mean, I said it was a friend's dog.
A who?
Damn.
I mean,
you said a wag. You can't say it again.
He said it was a friend's dog. So you went from being
a friend's dog to I'm a friend.
Yeah. So you were a business associate 30 seconds ago, and now you're a friend.
Yes, I was a business associate 30 seconds ago. Now I'm a friend.
Chad,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that you're gonna say no to a date with Vanessa, and I kind of want to take the shovel out of your hand right now because you're digging this hole deeper and deeper for yourself. I'm just gonna say, I'm assuming you're gonna say no to another date with Vanessa, correct?
Yeah, it's going to have to be a no for me. But does that mean I can't get the date to take out Natalie? Or is this like just...
Are you serious? Did you just really ask that to me on the phone just now? With me on the phone? Talking about business. You don't know how to handle business. You don't know how to handle yourself. You don't even know how to walk a damn dog.
I'm sorry.
And your choices and movies.
The Second Date Update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a Second Date Update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR 281332.